In the morning, with first light, the kid and Spruill set forth, while wolves slank from the doorways and dissolved in the fog of the streets. They struggled all day across a terra damnata of smoking slag, passing from time to time the bloated shapes of dead mules or horses. By evening, they had drunk all the water they carried. They slept in the sand and woke in the cool early morning dark and went on. In the afternoon they came upon a carreta in the trace, tilted on its tongue, the great wheels cut from rounds of a cottonwood trunk. They crawled under it for shade and slept until dark and went on. The rind of a moon that had been in the sky all day was gone, and they followed the trail through the desert by starlight, the Pleiades straight overhead, arid, very small, and the great bear walking the mountains to the north. "My arm stinks," said Spruill. "You want me to look at it? What for? You can't do nothing for it." They went on. With the dawn, they were climbing among shale and whinstone, and they passed by the side of the road little wooden crosses propped in cairns of stone where travelers had met with death. Climbing up through Ocotillo and Prickly Pear, where the rocks trembled and sleared in the sun, they kept watch for any green thing that might tell of water. But there was no water. They crested the mountain at sunset, and they could see for miles. An immense lake lay below them, with the distant blue mountains standing in the windless span of water, and trees that shimmered in the heat, and a distant city very white against the blue and shaded hills. They sat and watched. They saw the sun drop under the ragged rim of the earth to the west.